that happened, that was part of the Bria. And the way we learned it is that that was something that was, you can't compare it to an Aveira that we do. An Aveira that we do is the world is set. Once the world is set, so what are we doing in Aveira? Here the world wasn't set. The world was still in the middle of creation, so it was Ke'ilu, if we could understand this, a tweak in the Bria itself, that now Adam is not just like a Malach, but Adam became a human. When he ate from the Eitz Hadas Tovara, he became part of this earth. Part of the earth means he became a human, and becoming a human means that you have all kinds of new responsibilities. Achrayus. Once you have new responsibilities, a chet has a different mashmois than that original chet. It's not really the same thing, because now a chet means that one is shirking their responsibilities. In other words, if you're driving down Nachal Dolev at 100 miles an hour, so besides for the fact that you did a chet, you know, you're going to come to Shon Sevidu, you can kill somebody. It's a different issue. It's an issue of achrayus. You're a citizen, given a driver's license as a privilege, and that we're all told. And now you're abusing your privilege. So it's a different idea. That's a chet. Tshuva can't necessarily erase the chet that you did. If somebody killed somebody, so you're not going to make tchias hamesim. It doesn't even erase the oinish of arba misois beistin. But what it does is it's a retaking of the achrayus that I have now that I became a human being as part of the Bria in Gan Eden, right? Everybody's with me? That's what we learned until now. I think, by the way, it's muchach, that's the pshat. Anybody, as the Rambam says, kol hachachamim moedim lazeh. And then we spoke about last week that Adam HaRishon learned about tshuva from his son Kayin. And the tshuva that he learned from him is that he said vidui. Miyad Omar Adam HaRishon Tofach HaRoshoi. Oh, where's my head? And he said, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos Tov L'Hoidois LaHashem. So the Mepharshim explained that he wasn't just giving Hoidot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like we're not just giving, what are we saying, Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbos for on Shabbos? What does that have to do with Shabbos? The whole thing has nothing to do with Shabbos. Tov L'Hoidois LaHashem, L'Zamri L'Shim Cha'elyon, L'Hag, a bunch of things you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Alei Asar, Alei Navel, Alei Goyin, B'chinor. You're not allowed to even do those things on Shabbos. But the pshat is remembering Shabbos is remembering the Bria, and specifically Toiv Lahoidais. Lahoidais means to thank, but what Lahoidais really means is not thank you very much, but I'm moda ani lefonecha. I'm moda. When you're moda, you're taking responsibility for something. If I'm moda to a crime, I'm taking responsibility. If I'm moda to a particular task that I was given, I admit I have that task. So I'm taking responsibility. When I do tshuva, I'm retaking the responsibility. Ad kan, dvareinu, very, very important. We learned that there was a paradigm shift that took place by the Eitz Hadas. If you go to Bereishis, right before the story of the Nachash, where it talks about Adam naming all the animals, it says, Vayiyu shneim arumim ha'adam v'ishtoi v'lo yisboi shashu, that they were both naked in the Gan, Adam and his wife, and there was no embarrassment by that. That was okay. After they did the chet, immediately we find that they realized, Hashem opened up their eyes, and they realized, all of a sudden, vayedu. Why vayedu? They ate from the eights, hadas. There was das here. So now there's das. What are we learning das? Das means now we're part of the world. Not a malach. A malach can run around naked. There's no busha. It's a malach. But for an adam, once you're part of this world and you're part of the salt of the earth, so now the nakedness became an issue. Like we would walk around naked. So there's a busha. And then later, it says the Torah tells us that Hashem made them kusnois or. Hashem saw that they were naked, and He made them clothes, kusnois or. He made them clothing. So now we became part of the shift, if you will, from before and after the chet. Was not only that we started wearing clothes, but there was actually a busha to the fact that we didn't have clothes. That was what was going on.
I
want to share with something that you might realize parts of, but let's put it all together. Fast forward to Parshas Toldos. And in Parshas Toldos, we know that Yaakov and Esav were meant to get a bracha from their father, Yitzhak. Yitzhak said to Esav, Havi al Yitzayid, Vaseli matamim, Voichela, Vavarechacha, Lifnei Hashem, Lifnei Moisi. Go out and get some food, go hunting, do your thing, Esav, and bring me food. Listen to what I'm asking you. Every word here is so important, what he asked him. And bring them to me. I want to be able to bless you before I die. That's in Perek Chav Zayin, Pasuk Yud. Now, everybody knows the story that Rivka did not like this idea of Esav getting the bracha. So, Torah tells us, "Batikach Rivka es bigdei Esav b'na hagadol hachamudais asher ita babayis v'talbeish es Yaakov b'na hakatam." Rivka says, we're going to do a scheme here. We're going to get you the brachas instead of Esav getting the brachas. And simple pshat in the Torah is, we're going to have to disguise you. Even though your father Yitzhak is blind, very bright, even a Navi, we're going to disguise you. And she did two things. One thing that she did was she covered up his hands with hairy fur. And for our purposes right now, Vatikach Rivka went into the closet, and she took out as big day Esav b'na hagadol hachamudais. She took out the very special clothing that Esav had, asher ita babayis, that she had in her house, v'talbeish es Yaakov b'na hakatan. Something eternal about this begodim that Rivka had, they were Esav's begadim, and she said to Yaakov, you must wear these begadim to get the bracha. What were the begadim? So I copied here the Lashon of the Zayar, but in Hebrew. Vatikach Rivka's bigdei Esav. Elohim, alavushim she'esav hirvicham me'nimrait. These were begadim, special begadim. It's not that he went to, you know, Brooks Brothers or something. Like, these were special begadim, which he got from Nimrod. Rashi says, "Hachamudais, why chamudais? Shechamad oisam min Nimrod. Chamad oisam meaning, what does chamad oisam mean? Like, he was over loisachmoid. He saw Nimrod with these begadim, and he wanted them." I want those begadim. So that's what Rashi says. Chamad oisam. Not that he so bought them from him or it was given as a gift or a yarshin them. Chamad oisam min nimrod. Says the Zayar, Eluhem levusha yakar meadam harishon. These levushim that Nimrod had was the levush of Adam harishon. Understand this. It means vayas Hashem laadam Kos nois or, that Hashem is a chesed, a kavaldik chesed. He gave Adam and Chava kos nois or. He gave them clothing to wear, or with an ayin, or. So they shouldn't be naked. All kinds of. I'm going to ask you a favor here. I'm sure everybody's heard 100 vertloch. Just try to put it on the side for a second, because it's not what I'm saying. I'm saying something very simple here, but very deep. Hashem made Adam kos nois or. Agav, I mentioned this before, Agav. The Gemara says that that the Torah is a book of chesed. Tchilasei chesed, v'sofei chesed. Sofei chesed, it's all about chesed. It's book ended by chesed. The sofei chesed is that he buried Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayikbar oisei bagai. That's the sofei chesed. What's a tchilasei chesed? It's a hava amina. Okay, so what's the kasha? He created us. He gave man a wife. He made the sun, feels good. He made energy, he made plants, he made fruit, he made Gan Eden. No. Tchilasei chesed vayas lahem kos nois ar. That's the tchilasei chesed. He made them clothing. Why is that the tchilasei chesed? That's all the way in Perek Gimel. What's wrong with Perek Aleph, Perek Beis? There's a lot of chesed in that Hashem did in the Torah. Tchilasei sefer chesed is hard to find, but tchilasei chesed is easy to find. Why does it have to go all the way to Perek Gimel? So on this, the Svarim say that to do chesed for somebody who, to do some chesed for somebody whose relationship with you is perfect, you know, that's not called chesed. That's called, you know, we like each other. I share with you, you share with me. Here, have a sip of my coffee. To do chesed with somebody who violated you, that's called chesed. That's what the Balei Musar says. So it wasn't until Adam Arishon did kilu what he was not supposed to do, say the Svarim, that when Hashem was able to do a chesed for Adam, I don't like you and I'm making you clothes anyway. That's chesed. Okay, great. Musar Haskell. The Zohar says it a little bit differently. That tchilasei chesed in the Yaslam Kos Nesar wasn't because I don't like you. I'm equipping you. I'm giving you the what is it called if somebody joins the army and you give him his uniform and his gun and his boots and his outfit. I'm outfit. Thank you, military man. I'm outfitting you for your new position as Adam. Before that, you're living in Gan Eden, you didn't need a lot of chesed. But now, I'm giving you the tools that you need, you know, so grab a gun, and I'm giving you kos nois ar. So the tchilasei chesed is that he gave him something special, which was these clothing. What's special about the clothing comes back to the Zohar in Parshas Toldos, that this clothing ended up through wars. It was the most valuable article of clothing in the world. So Nimrod, who was a Russia, Oved Avodah Zarah, so Nimrod got a hold of these clothing. He understood and he realized through the history that he saw that these clothing have supernatural powers. Now, I'm not trying to put forth a plot for a movie here, but you know, but it is interesting that there were these powers. Nimrod saw that the children of Cain, who inherited these clothing, they had power. When they had these clothing on, animals would run away from them. They were the king of the jungle. So it means that he might not have known what the secret to the begadim was, but he saw the effect of the begadim. What's the svari here? The svari is that this was the matana that Hashem gave to Adam, mankind, if you will, and kos nois ar, and there became a chitas Adam al haaretz. There became this sort of an understanding of the entire world, the lions, the tigers, the bears, everybody, that Adam was something special. So it had a power to it. The kusnaysar. So these were the clothing of Gan Eden. Says the Zayar, Elu hayu levusha yakar me Adam harishain. This was the kusnaysar of Adam harishain. Uba liyadai shel Nimrod. Somehow it got into the hands of Nimrod. Ubehem ahayu Nimrod sad sayed. And Nimrod wore the clothes, and he would be sad sayed. He would go out hunting, like Esav. Who, and therefore the Torah says, Hu hayagibor tzayid lifnei Hashem. Hu hayagibor tzayid lifnei Hashem. Ki b'sha shalav ha'shoi sem hayim iskapsen le'kob behem ischayis oifos unoiflum lefano. Right? So the animals would come to him, walk over to him, and say, please kill me and eat me. This was the koach of Adam HaRishon. So Nimrod had the koach of Adam HaRishon. Everybody saw this, the folk saw this, and they assumed Nimrod was some kind of a god, like an amazing power that Nimrod has over the mice of Bereshis. Then Esav Yotza Hasoda, says the Zayar. It's all the Zayar, and it's an Aramaic. I'm just making it easier. Esav Yotza Hasoda. Esav went out to the field. Esav was young. Nimrod was old. Asa milchama im Nimrod. He made a milchama with Nimrod. Vaharogai, and he killed them. That's how Nimrod died. Esav killed Nimrod. Velokach hasalavushim imenu. So now Esav had these clothing that Nimrod wore. So what happened usually, let's just get the story and then the history and then the story. So the history was that Esav became an Ish Tzayid. He had tremendous hatzlacha in Ish Tzayid, meaning what? That he had 100% shlita over the world. Yaakov saw this and knew this. Yitzchak saw this and knew this. And he said, okay, if Esav has the kusnais or, so Esav is the one who's going to bring, and hear me clearly, malchus into this world. Meaning the whole purpose and the whole tweak, if you will, of Gan Eden is that we're part of the world. We're Adam v'loy malach. Yaakov, he's a shtickle malach. Holy man. The Torah is madgish this, that he was Yoshev Oyeholim. He sat, he learned Torah. He was in a different world. He was in this kind of a Lahavdil and ivory tower. Yitzchak had the begadim. And with these Esav had the begadim. And with these begadim, he had complete shlita over the world. He got it from Nimrod, and this was how Yitzchak looked at Esav as something special. It's interesting, if you look in the Targum, what were the begadim doing in the closet? So the Targum Yonason says that Esav, when his father told him, go out and get me food, his koichi v'oitzim yodi got so great, he forgot about the clothes, he left the clothes in the closet, and he went out, and that's why he came late. So this is the Targum. So he comes, so Rivka chaps the hashkacha pratis of this, and vatikach Rivka is big day as Esav b'no hagodol hachamudais asher ito babayis. So she takes out the begadim, and she gives it to a talbesh as Yaakov b'no hakatan, and she puts these begadim. So now what's Yaakov wearing? Important to understand the story. Yaakov is wearing the begadim that Hashem made for Adam Arishon in Gan Eden. Comes into Yitzchak. And what happens? Yaakov says, "Anoichi Esav b'cherecha, sisi kasher dibarti elai." And finally, Yitzchak says to him, "Vayigash vayishak loy, vayorach esreach begodav vayivarcheu." And Yitzchak, who's blind, smells something. And there's another Zayar here which is so important, that Reach is always pure. The Chiddush of the Gemara that you have to make a bracha al Reach, I'll call Neshima, call on Neshama ta'alilka. Everything else, it's just an interesting thing that if you eat something, so part of it is nutritionally valuable, and part of it is eliminated. Everything has its good and its bad. So that's the way Hashem made the Bria. Everything is like that. Nothing is so pure that it's 100% stays in your body, no matter what they tell you on the internet. Nothing stays 100% in your body, except for a reach. Reach is 100% pure. So a reach goes in, and this is the birchas ha-reach. This is what we make havdalah reach. It's a tainuk for the neshama. It's 100% good reach. Yitzchak says to, an interesting story. Yitzchak says to Yaakov, "I need to smell you. I need to see what the reach is." Vayigash, vayishak loy, vayorach es reach begodav, vayivarcheu. And then he gave them the bracha. And he said, vayoymer, and he said, and he picked up, re'ei reach b'ni, I'm not sure who he said this to, re'ei reach b'ni, kereach soda asher berchoi Hashem. And there you have it. Mefurish in the Pasuk. Says Rashi, that as soon as he smelled him, by Yorach, says Rashi, Vayorach es reach begodav v'yivarcheu, says Rashi, v'haloy ein reach ra yoysi mishetef ha'izim. It must have smelled horrible. Esav was wearing it all day. Horrible fields and in a reach ha'izim. So I'm not sure what Rashi's kash is, because so what? If it smells horrible, it could still be. Ela melamed, says Rashi, it's a medrash rabbah, shenichnas imoy reach gan eden. Famous Rashi. That was Nichnas Imoy Reach Gan Eden. So the Reach Gan Eden, now we understand the whole story, was that Yaakov was wearing the Bigdei Chamudos of his brother Esav, which were the Begadim that Esav peeled off the body of Nimrod after he killed him, which were the Begadim that Hashem made for Adam and Chava in Gan Eden. And they still, now he made these, let me just be madgish something here. He made these begadim after the chet.
Because of the chet.
Because of the chet. Because of the chet. This was that. So the Reach Gan Eden, let me just want to be medayik here. The Reach Gan Eden that Yitzchak smelled was a Reach of Gan Eden that was affected and maybe tarnished by the chet. So what did he answers Rashi's kasha? Ein reach ra yosim mishetef ha'izim. There was a reach gan eden, but there was a reach of Adam harishon achar achet. That's what there was a reach of, and because he saw that reach, baruch Hashem. The idea is this: the idea is that. This is not a game of capture the flag. This is that if Yaakov has those begadim, that means Yaakov has the achrayus, not just of the tikkun that we took upon ourselves by eating from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra. Yaakov is continuing. Remember, we said the other day that when Hashem sent Adam and Chava from Gan Eden, it's Vayigare Shoysam Hashem, and he sent them Elamokam Asher Lukach Misham. Remember we learned this? He took them to the place that they came from. Where did they come from? Says the Chazal, Asher Lukach Misham. They came from Afar, and the Afar of the Evan Ashasiyah from Harabayis. That's where they came from. So the Kliyakar spells out, it means that Hashem said, before now you were a Malach. I'm doing everything for you. You're a Malach, like having a robot in the house. I'll change your batteries. Now you're a person. A person, go back to the place where I created you, Elamokim Asher Lukach Misham, and you, with Bisarusa Dulasata, you rebuild the human being and the world the way it's supposed to. You go work on the Evan Ashasiyah, go right mamish to the Shayrish, to the Makor of the world, Evan Ashasiyah, Shemimenu. Hushasas, kolo olam kulo, you go right back to the Evan Ashasiyah and participate in the Briyas Olam Asher Bara Elokim La'asos. It's a whole different job of man. You become an executive because you ate from the Eitz Hadas Tov V'ra. Who is the hemshech of this executive position? Yitzchak thought Esav. First of all, he has the begadim. Second of all, he's doing that. That's what he's doing. He's mamish living close to the earth. He wasn't a heavenly person. Rivka understood that it's not Esav, it's Yaakov. And she had the Bigdei Chamudos b'Hashkacha Pratis. She took the begadim of Adam HaRishon and gave them, and Yitzchak says, Reach Hasada, Reach Gan Eden, as Rashi says. I smell the Reach Gan Eden. It goes with you. The bracha goes with you. And interesting, by the way, the chap was, while we're in Brachos, that he also gave Esav a bracha, but the bracha of Esav started Mishmanei Aretz and Mitala Shomayim. Meaning that what's going on here is that Hashem gives you Mitala Shomayim. We know this about you, Yaakov, because you're a heavenly person. You're a holy person. Yoshev Ohalim. But now I see that you're connected to the earth. Heaven met earth, and now you're Mishmanei Haaretz also. So the Chiddush of this was Mishmanei Haaretz. Esav, you told him the other way around. You're Mishmanei Haaretz. And Agav, in this whole story, the Nachash remains the Nachash. What's fascinating here is that this was all about these begotten. Let's just go a little further before we interrupt. Just on the story, just so we understand. The Torah says later. Let's go further in the story. It didn't make any difference. It didn't make any difference. It was the one with the begotten. I mean, the answer to that question is I have no idea what he knew. But in my mind, it makes no difference at all. So Rashi says. Good. Thank you for getting me back on track. because here's a kasha. As they say in yeshivas, it's a bomb kasha. It's a bomb kasha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, punkt verkehrt. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin Lamed Zayin, Vayorach Hezreach Begodov, Al Tikre, Begodov, Ela, Boigdov. Boigdov are those that go against him. It's a good kasha. Did he smell good smell? Did he smell bad smell? Did he smell Rabbi Akiva? Or did he smell Romans? Did he smell those that built the Beis HaMikdash, or did he smell those that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash? Comes the Gemara, Bavli, Sanhedrin, Laman Zayin, Poshet, in other words, Bavli, Pshat, Nigla, Pshat, is that, I don't know where they got from Begodim to Boigdim. It's interesting, but they did. Al Tikre, because there always has to be some kind of a connection. Al Tikre, Begodov, Ela Boigdov, they saw the Rishoyim that destroyed the Beis HaMikdash. That's what Yitzhak saw. How could it be? So, Lefi Dvarenu, there's no kasha here at all. It's mamish, not a stira. Because Adam Arishon ate from the Eitz Hadas Toiv Vira. So if he ate from the Eitz Hadas Toiv Vira, so Yitzhak is going to smell Toiv Vara. What he's smelling here is the Reach Gan Eden, which has in it the Romans. Why are the Romans in Gan Eden? You know, there's an expression in Yiddish, like if somebody's out of place, like you look like a Yavan in a sukkah. I don't know what the source of that is, but I'm saying Yavan and Sukkah, you don't belong here in Gan Eden. You're a Roman. You're destroying the Beis HaMikdash. But the touch of it is so clear to me that it if there would be no Ra, then there and there would be no Reach Ra, then there would be no job for Yaakov to do. And there would be no gear or no outfitting necessary to take on the world that he's going to. The whole point. By the way, I saw in the Medrash that Agav, like, you know, the Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver. The whole learning of Yeshiva Shem Ve'Aver was how to be Mesakin Golos. How to live amongst in Golos and be Mesakin. That's why Yaakov Avinu had to spend 14 years in Shem Ve'Aver. To learn how to deal with the world. He needed that chinuch. He needed to go to boot camp. Yeah, Matsyahu.
It seems like now, the responsibility that was given to Adam after the fact is not going to be conferred to Yaakov and his descendants.
That's correct. That would be us. That would be us. The responsibility to deal with the ra of the world and be mesakin et l'toiv. What the Farganigan of Yitzchak in the Reach Gan Eden was that he smelled, as Rashi says, Chakal Tapuchin, the beautiful apples of Gan Eden, the Reach Boigdov, and the very, very ugly smell of Titus who had blood on his hands. Yeah, sweet and sour. What a martini this thing is. So that's what Yaakov was charged with was the tikkun of the world. So Yaakov started Bnei Yisrael as we know it. Let's go further because I want to say this before I run out of time. The Torah tells us further in the story. The Torah tells us that Yaakov, the same Yaakov, loved his son Yosef more than all of his sons. You know, there's a Mashiach ben Yosef. He loved Yosef. And he gave him Ksoines Pasim. Ksoines Pasim, what did he give him? You know, be a nice suit, like you. Yishan Adam is Bonov Ben Abonim. He understood that, this is before Shem Chazal, that the Begodim that my mother took out of the closet, that were Esavs, that were Nimrods, that were other Mauritians, that were gods, I'm going to give that to you, Yosef, because you're the one who's going to do the tikkun that we're talking about. V'Yosef ha'yah b'Mitzrayim. V'Yosef ha'yah b'Mitzrayim. The Ruach HaKodesh of giving it to Yosef was haflu v'fela, because Yosef needed it. He needed that gear. This was an extremely important... I mean, let's understand that as physically an article of clothing, but it created this jealousy because he had the reyach of Gan Eden and the reyach of Tov V'Ra. Yaakov decided that Yosef, and if you look at it kabbalistically, or look at the Yosef is midas hayisoid. Look at the Yishpizen. Midas HaYisoid, that's why there's a Mashiach ben Yosef, that's where the tikkun starts to be made, where the world becomes a world of Einoid Movado, yes?
Is this the same Begodim that
same one, possibly. It's a Machloikas. Machloikas. Let's get there. Don't jump, you're too smart for me. I knew you were going to ask me that. wait. Ketiris, you're already holding back Ketiris here. Let's see something here for a second. Parshas Vayechi. Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, this is before he died. Parsha Memches, Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Vayomer Yisrael, no, I'm impressed that you're following along. Vayomer Yisrael al Yosef, Hine Anoichi Meis, Vahayo Lekimi Mochem, Vaheshi Veschem al Eretz Avoseichem. As Yaakov said to Yosef in Mitzrayim, Vani, Nasati Lachashchem Achad al Achecha. Asher lakachti miyad ha'amayri b'charbi u'b'kashti. Says the Targum Yerushalmi, Pasuk Chaf Beis, va'ano, nasati l'cha, ano ha'yavis l'ch, chulach chad, shchem achad, one piece of clothing, yatir alachecha. One piece of clothing more than your brothers receive, which we know is... Of course, true. He gave them the Ksoinus Pasim. Levushe de Adam Kadma. How do you like that? Levushe de Adam Kadma, Nasiv Yosei Avram Avuya. Now, this is a new story here. Nasiv Yosei Avram Avuya de Abba min Yadoy de Nimrod, which Avraham Avinu took from the Yad of Nimrod. Meaning, here's a machloikis Tanoim. Whether between the Zohar and the Targum Yerushalmi, Machlekes Tanoim, how did the clothing get to Yosef, but more important, how did it get to the Jewish family, Bichlal? How did it get, so two gerusas. One is that Esav found Nimrod and he stole his clothes off him. And therefore, it was in the closet, in Rivka's closet. Another gerusa is that Avraham Avinu walked out of the fire, and if you look at the Chazal that back this up, it's all over the Medrash, he walked out of the fire of the Kivshan Ha'esh by Nimrod, and everybody was taken, and he grabbed Nimrod's jacket and ran. So that's what the Yerushalmi says. The rest of the story. Yeah. So no, but he's answering another thing. How is it that Rivka wasn't stealing Esav's clothes? This at least gets Lako. He's also Ganav Minaganav. Nimrod could have made the tikkun. And the Migdal Bavel could have been the Beis Hamikdash, Chazal say. And Esav could have made the tikkun, but the begadim could only go, and again, that's the symbolism of these begadim. This is not like, as I say, capture the flag. It's the symbolism of the begadim are who's going to have the reach boigdov, who's going to be able to take the ra in this world, the Romans of this world, and you could talk about reach boigdov as the boigated in Gan Eden Gufa, where Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas. It's the boigated Gufa, the criminal, if you will. But the Targum Yerushalmi says, Chad yater al achach levushe da adam kadma, nesiv yosei Avram avoy da abba, which your grandfather, avoy da abba, took min yodai de nimrod from his hand, mashma that he didn't peel it off his body. Min yodai de nimrod, rashia, v'yehe yosiv li yitzchak abba, and gave it to Yitzchak, v'yitzchak abba yehe v'yosei le'esav, and Yitzchak gave it to Esav because he felt that that's where the tikkun was. Vano, and what did I do? Nesavis yasei min yadoi de Esav achi bitzloisei uba usi. Becharbi uvakashti bitzloisei uba. I'm sorry, loy becharbi. La. Becharbi vla bekashti eloin beschusi uba avada tovaya. It turns around the pshat. I don't want to go there because I only have 2 minutes here. I'm reading the Targum Yerushalmi on Pasuk Kaval, the Targum Yerushalmi on Pasuk Chav Beis, Perek Mem Ches. Well,
is this the Milo of Batuva?
Of course. So of course. So because we're talking about Shuva, right? So what? Let me take it to you a step further, without opening up a Pandora's box. Yosef says the Chasam Sofer Mefurish in Parshas Vayeshev. The Chasam Sofer, that what was Yosef walking, the Gemara asks this kasha, in a makam sakana yechidi, what was he, a shoita? Shechem is a makam amuchan leporanius. He knows his brothers hate him. And he's going walking around in the fields. So the Chasam Sofer says pasha because he was wearing the baget. Superman. he was wearing the baget. No, nothing, not going to happen. What did the brothers do? They took the baget. The brothers took the beged off of Yosef. It was all about the beged. Vayit bol oisoy badam, gevaldik. They dipped it into blood. Oh. This, I'm looking in the Mefarshim. Is it the same beged or is it not the same? It says Mefarsh that they gave. They gave the beged to Yaakov, and they said to Yaakov, and they said, "Isn't this the ksoinus pasim?" Says the Medrash. Excuse me, one second. Says the Medrash that they said to him, "Listen," they said to him, "This is what happens when your mishana is bon of bein abonim." Not that they were giving him the ksoinus pasim, because says the Chasam Sofer says it, because they couldn't have taken it off him because he was protected. Others say, the Megala Amukah say that no, they took it off him and that's how they were able to sell him and throw him into a bar. And others say, if you look at the Mefarshim, this is the Diyun here, that the reason he was safe in the bar is because he had the baggage. So whatever happened, but let me tell you how far this goes, that he ends up in Egypt and he's in the house of Ashes Potiphar, V'tafsa big day. She grabs the clothes. she grabs the coat. Yeah? So this was his koach. So here, bring the coat to Mitzrayim. Tafas big day. We don't know. It says Vayonos Achutza. Yosef runs outside, and the beged is inside Oygevald. And he had no shmira from Chet, but Ra'as Diyuknai Shel Aviv. Apparently, we'll take the story further. He got the beged back. Sara Mashkim, Sara Oifim, he got the beged back, and he became the Melech Mitzrayim. The Nakuta here that I want to say is a very simple thing. It's a nice story, yeah? Like I said, we can make a movie, right? The Joseph and his multicolored coat. Huh? Technicolor coat, yeah. Agav, if you look at the Mefarshim, Soidus Pasim, it doesn't even mean necessarily that it had a lot of colors. Some Mefarshim, look at the Kliyoker of Ezra, that it had a lot of colors like stripes, Kigavone, like the different colors of the rainbow, which was the Bria in Gan Eden. Some say that it was Pasim, means that it had you can make here a pas, it had seams, it was nice, it was just a nice baguette. Yeah, maybe what the son. I just tell you, if you'll keep on following this, which I don't think I will, the Big Day Kohen Gadol are designed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be these Ksoinus Pasim, to be the Big Day Esav HaChamudais, and to be the Big Day of the Godom of the Kosnois. That's how it goes. But let's just say the pshat and the whole thing. As Rav Yitzchak says, Malkim Shabbalei Tshuva Im Demein Sadikim Gemurim Yecholim La'amid Sham. The whole tikkun of Adam is not to be lamala mina teva. We all know this, that you have to be part of the world. So something so beautiful in the Arizal. The Arizal says at this end that right before Rosh Hashanah, so we say, why do we read Kisavai, Parshas Kisavai, always before Rosh Hashanah? So, because it's full of klolos, so my name klolos to before Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara says, Tich Lashana V'Kiloisel. Let's get the klolos out of the way. Okay, many pshatim in Tich Lashana V'Kiloisel. Let me tell you the Arizal's pshat. Take those tzaris and those klolos and make them into a keli. So now beautiful. Tichle. Tichle means make them into a keli. Because what you've gone through in the previous, we're mevakish from HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Rosh Hashanah, it should be Hashanah Toivah Umasukah. But whatever tzaris or whatever klolos or whatever yisurim or whatever challenges we went through in the previous year, and as I always say, I don't know anybody who didn't, so now don't throw that away. That's money in the bank. Tichle Shana V'kilo Leisel. Make a keli of the whole year. Take the whole year that just passed, Tavshin Ayin Ches. Make it into, take it, make that into a keli, v'kila laisel. And you know what the strongest weaves in that basket is going to be? Kila laisel. Because with those kila laisel, the pshat is that we were now being touching the shamayim to the aretz, and through those kila laisel, we were, this is the reyach boigdov that Yitzchak smelled in Yaakov, and we're being able to be mala the whole world into a place of tikkun. That's the whole purpose of Adam to begin with. So we pray you don't have to go through the kilo zel. But if you did, b'diavad, so don't be bayit b'yisurim. take whatever it is that we went through, however it was that we went through, whether physical or financial or cholam bayis or gidol banim or whatever tzaris that we all have or all of the above. So take it and make a keli out of it. Make a keli out of it, and that's how you go into the new year, and you become b'makom shebalei tshuva imdim tzadikim gemurim einim yicholim lamed shem, because now you are masakin dera, and that with that beged, and that's the story of the night.